Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the spirit of God.
主啊，我们感谢神的话，感谢神的圣灵。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is given to us to teach us the Holy Word, and we pray that he will have free course to teach each of us this afternoon.
所以我们感谢您呢，有这样的圣灵呢，来教导我们，教导神的话。所以呢，我们祷告今天呢，我们每个人都可以自由的从神圣灵那里得到教导。
Our prayer is, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done right here in our midst this afternoon.
所以我们的祷告是呢，您的国降临，您的旨意呢，在我们今天下午就在我们中间。
So help us to understand and help us to obey, we pray.
你帮助我们理解，帮助我们去祷去顺服我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so it's Exodus chapter 22. We've studied the Ten Commandments, and now following that are a number of related commandments, basically to make sure that we understand the truth of the set of the ten and that we understand the implications for life.
因为这个里面呢，我们学习到的是十诫，十诫呢，然后接下来我们学的呢，就是都是和十诫呢相关的一些律法。那么说呢，基本上呢，都是和我们人生、我们的生活中间相关的一些法律。
So last week we finished off looking at verse 18, chapter 22, verse 18.
上星期呢，我们呢停在呢出埃及记第二十二章第十八节那里。
And it says, "You shall not permit a sorceress to live."
这个里面说呢，行邪术的女人不可容她存活。
And a sorceress would be someone a woman who pretends to know the future.
因为这个行邪术的女人呢，是某个女人呢，她呢就是假装她能够预知未来。
And in the kingdom.Of the Old Testament, if there was such a woman, she had to be put to death.
你在那个旧约的那些王国里，如果发现这样的女人呢，要把她治死。
But you'll remember that there was a woman like that who followed Paul and Silas in Philippi.
你们大家都记得呢，就是说有这样一个女的呢，在那个腓立比的时候呢，她跟着使徒保罗和那个希拉。
And Paul and Silas rebuked that woman and told her she was wrong and actually rebuked the power of the devil in her so that she could no longer practice her evil.
因为你们大家记得呢，使徒保罗和希拉呢，他们责备了那个女的，其实是责备了在那个女面里面的那个邪恶的力量，所以呢，她就不再能够行那样的邪术了。
But it's interesting, they did not kill her.
非常有意思呢，他们没有把他给杀了。
So this law was for the, it was for the nation, but Paul and Silas were not the government, so they didn't kill her, but they certainly did disempower her because they had the authority and exercised the authority to rebuke the devil in her.
在这个里面呢，其实上这个权力呢是这个国家的。当时呢，使徒保罗和希拉呢，他们并不代表国家，不代表政府。但是呢，他们只是让他里面的那个邪恶的能力呢失去了，并且呢，就是说是让他不能再那么做了。
How bad is it to allow a woman like that to carry on her work?
所以这个呢，就是说，如果允许这样的一个女的去继续做她的事，是有多坏呢
？Answer: Better put her to death. That's how bad it is.
所以答案是可以坏到把她治死。
We live in an age we tolerate all manner of evil.
所以我们生活的这个年代呢，容忍那个所有类型的邪恶。
Now verse 19 is a terrible verse as well. It says, "Whoever lies with a beast."Shall surely be put to death.
第十九节呢，也是一个可怕的一节。他说呢，凡与兽躺卧的，总要把他治死。
We live in an age where all manner of moral evil, I call it, is tolerated.
因为我们活在这个年代呢，我把它称之为所有的这个道德方面的这些邪恶呢，都是被容忍的。
God says, no, it's wrong, and that should not be. If there's someone like that, that person should be put to death.
神说呢，那是错的，不能那么去做。如果有人那么做呢，应该把他治死。
So again, a reminder, there are two levels. One is a governmental level, and the other is the interpersonal level.
在这个里面我再次提到的就是有两个级别，一个是呢，就是政府那个级别，一个是呢，私人之间的这个级别。
On a governmental level, we cannot tell the government what to do. We can vote, but we can't tell the government what to do. They must decide whether they're going to obey the Bible or not.
你在那个政府这个级别呢，就是说我们不能告诉他们做什么，我们虽然可以投票，但是我们不能告诉他们做什么，他们必须决定他们是否照着圣经里头去做。
But on an individual level, we must remember that even if the government doesn't put that person to death, that person is worthy of death.
你在我们个人的观点上去看呢，就算是政府呢不把这样的人呢治死，但是他是该死的。
We often say, my sin isn't that bad, his sin isn't that bad, her sin isn't that bad, but God often says, yes, it is bad enough that you should be put to death. Wow.
所以我们通常说呢，我的罪呢没有那么糟糕，他的罪呢没有那么糟糕，他的罪也没有那么糟糕，但是呢，神说呢，如果有这样的罪呢，他应该被治死吧。
He who sacrifices to any God, sorry, yes, he who sacrifices to any God except to the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
第二十节说呢，向别神献祭，不单单向耶和华献祭的，必要将那人灭绝。
Which is the more serious sin?
这个什么样的罪是最严重的罪呢
？To let the devil in to be a sorceress?
所以让魔鬼进来行邪术呢
？To lie with a beast?
与野兽躺卧呢
？Or to sacrifice to another god?
或者说向别的神献祭呢？
Punishment's all the same.
所以那个惩罚都是一样的。
We don't live in the age in Canada. We don't have much idol worship. But certainly in China and other parts of the country, they do. How bad would it be?
因为我们就是生活在这个时代呢，在我们加拿大呢，并没有太多的偶像。但是像在中国还有其他地方呢，他们很多拜偶像的。那么说那个有多糟糕了？
How bad would it be to sacrifice to a household idol, someone, I don't understand this business, but how bad it would be to have an idol in your house and to sacrifice to it, as many in China apparently do.
这个里面如果在你的家里你供着一个什么神像，就是偶像这样的东西啊，我们在加拿大没有太多，但是在中国很多家庭里都有。如果你在你家里摆一个偶像，这么去敬拜献祭，那么说那是有多糟了？
That would be very bad.
那个非常的糟。
I keep telling you the story about what happened to me when I was a little boy.
所以我一直跟大家讲呢，当还是个小男孩时候的故事。
This didn't happen to me, but it could have.
这个呢，没有发生在我身上，但是有可能发生。
My mother says to me, Harold, why didn't you do that?
我妈妈对我说 ，Harold， 你为什么不做那个事情呢
？I say because Mrs. Jones told me that I don't have to.
我说呢，一个叫 Jones 的太太呢，告诉我呢，我不必那么做。
My mother would have said to me, Harold.Mrs. Jones is not your mother.
我妈妈通常说呢 ，Harold Jones 太太她不是你的妈妈。
You don't do what she says. You must do what I said. I am your mother.
因为你不用去照她说的话去做，你必须照我说的话去做，因为我是你的母亲。
And people say to me, I don't have to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm okay.
因为人们呢说呢，我不想做那个，我没必要做那个，我没事儿。
And I say, did God tell you that? Did God not say you're supposed to do it? And you say, I don't have to do it.
因为这个里面就是我说呢，神有没有告诉过你呢？神呢有没有告诉过你，你应该那么去做呢？你说我不用去做呢
？Okay, most people say there is a God. but they don't treat him as God. If he's God, you've got to do what he says. He's God.
因为大部分人呢，他们知道有神，但是他呢，却不把他当神去对待。如果你知道有神呢，你必须照着神说的去做。
Don't worship, don't sacrifice to, don't pay attention to any other God.
因为不要去敬拜，也不要去献祭，甚至都不要去关注那其他的神。
Verse 21, you shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
21节不可恶待寄居的，也不可欺压他，因为你们在埃及地做过寄居的。
Be kind to strangers.
对寄居的要友好。
What's the problem in our society?
我们当今社会有什么问题?
Well, we often welcome strangers, but we don't hold them accountable.
我们通常呢欢迎寄居的，但是呢，我们不是让他们去负责任。
When a stranger came into the land of Israel, they were treated in a friendly way and in a kind way, but they were responsible to obey the laws of the land.
当那个寄居的来到以色列的时候呢，以色列人他们非常友好，也对他们好，但是他们来了以后呢，被允许进来，他们必须呢顺服呢以色列国家的法律。
But in our countries, usually the stranger is welcomed, but he is exempted from obeying many of the laws of the land. How foolish.
在我们的国家呢，就是寄居的、外来的呢，我们是欢迎的。但是呢，他们对很多律法来说呢，他们是例外，不用遵守，这是多么的愚蠢呢？
But it's very common to disrespect strangers.
但是呢，就是非常的常见的是呢，你不去尊重寄居的。
And verse 22, very common to disrespect those who don't have power.
第22节呢，也非常的常见，不可苦待寡妇和无父的孩子。
You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child.
所以你不能呢苦待无父的孩子。
They are defenseless, and many people for that reason take advantage of them. You must not do that.
他们呢没有什么还富能力，所以很多人呢利用这个呢去占他们的便宜，所以你不能那么去做。The
Lord says, if you afflict them in any way and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry.
所以主说呢，若是苦待他们一点，他们向我一哀求，我总要听他们的哀声。Now
this morning we were impressed by the fact that the Lord looks down on the Christian and sees his need and treats him. He treats him better than he would treat a bird, or better than he would treat even a lily.
这个里面呢，今天早晨呢，就是说我们对这个印象深刻。那么主呢，从天上看他呢，就是说是知道我们关爱我们，他就是说甚至说是关爱我们更多过那些小花，还有百合花，还有一些飞鸟。And
here we read that the Lord not only treats his children with respect, he treats the widow and the fatherless with respect as well.
所以这个里面呢，就是说这里讲到不仅仅是主事，那个非常的尊重那些寡妇和无父的孩子。Verse
24, he says, My wrath will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless.
第24节说，便要发烈怒，用刀杀你们，把你们的妻子，成为寡妇，孩子成为无父的孤儿。
So we say, all right, it's really bad to be a sorceress. The Lord would kill you.
因为我们说呢，就是说作为一个那个行邪术的是非常的糟的，因为主会杀了你。
It's really bad be involved immorally with a beast. The Lord will kill you.
这个呢也是非常坏的，去跟那个野兽行淫了，那个主会杀了。
It's bad to sacrifice to idols and other gods. The Lord will kill you.
所以呢，对那个献祭别的神呢，也是非常坏的，神呢会杀了你。But
it's also equally bad to afflict widows or fathers Because verse 24 says, my wrath will become hot and I will kill you with the sword.
但是你们若苦待那个寡妇和无父的孩子呢，和那个上面是同等的糟糕的。这第二十四节说呢，主要发烈怒，要刀杀你们，使你们的妻子成为寡妇，孩子成为无父的孤儿。
And your wives will be widows, and your children will be fatherless.
使你们的孩子成为寡妇，使你们的孩子成为无父的孤儿。
How important is the law of God?
神的律法有多重要呢？
How important are the ways of God?
神的其他的那个方法有多重要呢？
And the answer is, it's a question of life and death.
那就是答案是呢，就是说是你死是死是活的一个问题。
Verse 25 now, if you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you shall not be like a money lender and to him, you shall not charge him interest.
25节是我民中有贫穷人与你同住。 你若借钱给他，不可放债，向他取利。
The thought goes on in 26. If you ever take your neighbor's garment as a pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What will he sleep in? And it will be that when he cries to me, I will hear. For I am gracious.
第二十六节说，你若拿了邻舍的衣服做抵押，必在日落以先归还给他。第二十七节，因他只有这一件当遮盖，使他遮盖这遮身的衣服。若是没有他拿什么睡觉呢？当他哀求我时，我就应允，因为我是有恩典的。
So basically, don't you take advantage of another man's weakness. Be gracious to him. Be kind to him.
基本上说呢，你不要利用其他人的那个弱点，那就是说是占他的便宜，你要对他友好，对他有恩惠。Verse
28 says, "You shall not revile God nor curse a ruler of your people."
28节说不可毁谤神，也不可毁谤你百姓的官长。Have
you ever thought about a person in government and said he's a bad person? And then wish something evil on him?
你有没有说呢，就是政府里的某个人呢，你说这个人很坏，你呢就是希望呢什么恶运降到他头上呢？
Some of the critics in our world today even go public and say, you know, the world would be a better place if you were dead.
比如里面当今我们这些政府里的有些人甚至他是公开说呢，如果你死了，世界会更好。
Don't say bad things. Don't say bad things to people. It's not proper to say to your government, your governor, we are better off without you.
不要就是说是去说别人的坏话，不要说那政府你的官员的坏话，你不要说那就是说如果我们没有你，我们这个国家会更好。
We are to treat those in authority over us with respect.
所以我们对我们头上的那样有权柄的人呢，要尊重他们。You
don't always have to agree with them, but you don't curse them, and you do treat them with respect and honor because God allowed them to become governors over you.
因为你不一定能每次呢都要同意他说的话，但是呢，你不能咒诅他，你要尊重他，因为神呢允许他在我们头上掌权。
So God's standards are very high, aren't they?
神的标准是非常高，是不是呢？
Wouldn't it be a nice thing if we lived in a country where people respected the government?
那这个会不会是一件好事呢？如果我们活在这个国家，我们尊重政府呢？
If you opened the newspaper or read the news and you found that the only thing there was the good things the government has done.
如果你去读报纸，读报纸呢，如果你去读呢，那你唯一的一件呢好事呢是政府做的事。
And if the reason for that was because the only thing the government did was good things.
所以如果这样原因呢，那就是唯一的那个政府在那件事情上呢做了一件好事。
Well, you say this is wonderful.
这个太好了。But
it's been pointed out repeatedly that good news doesn't sell.
因为就是说一直在重复那个，就是说是好消息呢，并不出售。
And so often we get nothing but bad news. And the fact is that God doesn't like that. God says, do good news if you're government. And if you're not government, you be careful what you say about the government. Don't make fun of them. Don't revile them. Don't curse them.
这个里面呢，就是说是通常呢，我们会读到的呢，就是说是政府呢做的是好事，因为神告诉他们呢要做好事。如果他们呢没有做好事呢，那么说呢你不要去那个就是诽谤他，不要去守住他，不要去那个反对他。
Verse 29, you shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me.
第九节，你要献上初熟的果子和酒，不可延迟。你要将投生的儿子归给我。
Many people say, I follow the Lord.And I plan, I am going to do this, I am going to do that.
很多人说呢，我跟从主，所以我计划呢，我准备去做这，我准备去做那。
And the Christian doesn't say, I'm going to do it. The Christian does it. Don't delay. That's the theme. Don't delay. If it's right, do it. When? Now.
所以基督徒呢，并不是说是我准备去做。基督徒总是去做，在马上做。如果这个事情是，就是说是正确的事情去做，现在就去做。
And in particular, the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me.
因为呢，特别是说呢，你要将头生的儿子归给我。
In a family, which one is given to God?
在一个家庭里，哪一个要归给神呢
？The very first.
就是第一个。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思
Well, I'm not sure how it means. I guess if it's God's, I'm going to have to train that first son to be like God, to serve God.
因为我不是很确定的到底是什么意思，但是呢，我说呢，如果这个第一个儿子是神的，我必须去训练他，训练他，他让他的行为像神一样。
Why would you do that with the firstborn rather than the second or third?
因为为什么你这样做只坐在头生的子上，而不是在第二个、第三个身上呢
？Well, the answer, of course, is God always deserves the first.
所以答案是呢，神永远配得那头生的。
But the answer is also that the second son and the second and the third they will tend to follow the first.
所以答案总是这样的，第二个呢，第三个呢，他们总是要去跟从第一个。
So if the first is trained to follow God, it's going to be easier for the others to follow God. It's going to be easier for you to train the others to follow God.
如果呢，第一个呢，就是被训练成为跟从神呢，那么说呢，对第二个、第三个来说也更容易的训练他们跟从神。对你来说呢，更容易的训练他们去跟从神。
So, verse 30, likewise.You shall do with your oxen and your sheep. It shall be with his mother 7 days, and on the eighth day you shall give it to me.
第三十节，你牛羊头生的也要这样，七天当跟着母，第八天要归给我。
So if you had a couple of sheep and they had a firstborn sheep, what would you do with it?
你如果你有几头羊，那么有一个头生的羊，你对头生的羊要怎么去做？
You'd let it live for 7 days, and then you would take it and you would offer it to God.
所以你让他呢跟着那个母羊呢七天以后呢，然后你要把它拿来献给神。
Why would you do that?
你为什么要这么做呢
？Because the first of everything that God gives you is from God, and therefore He deserves the first of everything, and frankly, all the rest of everything too.
因为呢，神呢。投身的都是神呢赐给你的，因此呢，他呢配得那些所有的投身的，不管是其他的，所有的投身的都一样。
And so all through Scripture, all through life, we have the principle: the Lord is the one who gets the first fruits.
因为在所有的圣经里呢，我们都有这样的一个原则，那个投身的呢都是归主的。
From a New Testament concept. Who is in first place in your life.
在那个就是新约的这个概念里, 在你的人生, 你谁是占第一位的?
You say, well, it's God, it's Jesus.
你说是人, 是耶稣。
And then someone says to you, can you prove that?
有些人说呢, 你能够证明吗?
What is there about your behavior that proves that Jesus gets the first place? If your behavior doesn't prove it, then your words mean nothing.
那么你的行动呢,怎么样证明呢?主耶稣基督呢,他在你里面呢,是占首位的呢?如果你的行为不能证明,你说的话就是没有任何意义。
And then verse 31 broadens the theme and says, you shall be holy men to me.
第31节呢,给我们带了这样的主题,说你要在我面前为圣洁的人。
You shall not eat any meat which is torn by beasts in the field, you shall throw it to the dogs.
田间被野兽撕裂的任何肉,你们都不可吃,要丢给狗吃。
So the Christian doesn't even eat things that should not be eaten. He doesn't do things that shouldn't be done. He doesn't eat things that shouldn't be eaten.
基督徒甚至说是不该吃的东西都不能吃,基督徒不应该去做不该做的事情,也不应该吃不该吃的东西。My
father and I like to fish.
我和我父亲呢,我们喜欢去钓鱼。I
suppose really the truth is, I like to fish, and my father was willing to come with me to fish.
就是这个真相呢,其实是我喜欢吃鱼,那么我的父亲呢,他愿意跟我一起去钓鱼。
Sometimes we would go for fishing, we'd be out for 3 or 4 hours, and we'd catch a little trout about this long.
这个里面呢,就是有时候呢,就是说我和我父亲呢,出去钓鱼那两三个小时,有时候呢,我们会钓到一个小小的这么大的鳟鱼。
And the question is, who gets to eat it?
现在问题是谁吃这条鱼?
And my father was pretty gracious, so I usually got to eat that little trout.
所以我的父亲呢,非常的有恩惠,通常呢,我会吃这条小鳟鱼。
One day when we were fishing, I looked over on the water, and there was a salmon that I could see.
所以有一天呢,我们出去钓鱼,我发现呢,水面上呢,我能看见一条三文鱼。
It was a great big salmon, probably about this long.
是一个非常大的一条三文鱼,大概有这么长。
And the problem was it wasn't swimming.
所以呢,问题是它并没有在游。
It was lying on the surface of the water, belly up, upside down.
所以呢,它呢,飘在水面上,那个肚皮翻过来了,完全颠倒过来了。
I said, Dad, that's a real salmon.
我说那个是真三文鱼。
I said, we could go over, we could get that salmon. That's easier than fishing for it. We just pick it out of the water.
我说呢,我们可以去过去把那个三文鱼捞上来,捞上来呢,这个比钓它要容易的多了,这是一条很好的三文鱼。
What should we have done with that salmon?
我们怎么样应该去处理那个三文鱼呢?
Well, for some reason, the salmon was dead.
出于某种原因,那个三文鱼是死的。
Probably one of two reasons he was dead.
大概有1到2个原因,那个三文鱼是死的。
Number one, could be he was killed by some other fish or somebody else.
第一个呢,他有可能被其他的鱼给杀了,或者说其他人给杀了。
Or number two, could be he was diseased.
或者说呢,第二条呢,他可能生病了。
So what do you do?
那应该怎么做?
Well, we just rode right on by, we left him. We said, if he's been beaten by another animal, we couldn't eat him according to this verse. And if he's diseased, we don't want to eat him, because his disease might become our disease.
因为我们就摇着船在旁边过去了。关键的呢就是说这条三文鱼呢我们不能吃。为什么呢?第一条如果是被其他的鱼给杀死的,根据这节经文说呢,我们不能吃它。第二个呢,如果这个三文鱼生病了,我们更不能吃它,因为三文鱼的病可能传到我们身上。
Who knows how serious that disease could have been? We could have been a sick person. We could have been a sick family. We could have got very sick from eating bad meat.
这个里面谁知道那个疾病有多么的严重呢？我们可能成为就是是生病的人，我们整个的家庭呢可能都会生病，因为我们吃了不好的食物。
So all kinds of regulations now in the Bible as to how you're to live, what you're to eat, what you're to do, what you're to follow, what you're to turn away from.
这个里面呢，现在呢，圣经里所有这样的规则呢，就是说是你要怎么去生活，你怎么去吃什么，你怎么去做什么，你要怎么样转离什么，你要归向什么。
Now chapter 23, you shall not circulate a false report.
然后第二十三章第一节说呢，不可散布谣言，不可。
If you hear something and it's a lie, don't repeat it.
例如跟你听到什么谎言，不要去重复。
It says, do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness.
接着说呢，不可与恶人联手做不义的见证。
You remember when they put the Lord Jesus on trial, they brought many false witnesses against them.
所以你们大家都记得呢，当他们去审判主耶稣基督的时候呢，他们找了很多做伪证的人来反对他。
Should they have brought false witness against Jesus? No, because it says, "Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness." The people who told the lies about him on Judgment Day.They were wrong.
这里面呢，就是说他们是不是应该呢？就是说是一起来做这样的伪证，来去反对主耶稣的不能，因为这经文说呢，不可与恶人联手做不义的见证。那么是在审判日的时候呢，他们这一切都是错的，都要受到惩罚。
You shall not follow a crowd to do evil.
你不能跟随众行恶。
Is it common?
这个是不是很正常呢？
For pressure to come on people, and they say, "Let's, we'll all go and do this." Do you go and do it?
所以出于压力呢，他们说呢，我们一起去做这样的事情，你愿意去做吗？
And many times in my life, when I was growing up, especially, but much later as well, people said, "Let's do this." I said, "We can't do it. It's wrong." They said, "We will do it. Everything's fine." I had to say, "Sorry, I will not."Go with you to do that bad thing.
这个里面在我的人生里呢，刚开始了，在后来了，更多很多人呢是告诉我说，我们一起做这件事情吧。我说不能，我不能做，因为那是错的。他们说呢，我们就去做吧，反正没事了。我说我坚决不做，因为这样做是错的。
What's going on in our day is that people are paid to by governments, by individuals, by bad people.They're paid to do bad things.
在我们当今这个社会是什么样的呢？就是说有些人呢，政府呢，或者说那些坏人呢，他们付钱让一些人呢去干坏事。
It doesn't matter what you're paid. Don't go with them. If they're going to do the bad thing, you don't go.
不管他们付不付钱给你，不要跟他们一起去。如果呢，他们去干坏事，你不要跟着他们去。
What could very well happen is that you might lose some friends in the process.
所以呢，这个可能发生事情呢，如果你这样做呢，你可能失去一些朋友。
But in the process, if you honor God, the blessing of God will be upon you.
因为这个里面呢，就是这个过程中，如果你跟从神呢，神的赐福会降临在你身上。
And so going through my mind right now are several stories in my own life when I had to say to people, no, I will not go with you.
因为在我的脑海里呢，有几个故事呢，一直在这里。就是说是当有些人呢告诉我说要我去干坏事的时候，我说不，我不去跟你们干。
And I praise the Lord that he gave me the ability, the willingness to say that. There was blessing in my life because of it.
所以我赞美主，因为主呢给我这样的能力，给我这样的愿望，不去做这些坏事，因为我这么做呢，在我人生里有福气。
So here's the theme is not lying in your life. Verse 2, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. Don't do that.
这里面的这个主题呢，不仅仅说不要撒谎，第二节继续说呢，不可随众行恶，不可在尊颂的事情上随众偏行，做见证取枉正直，不要那么去做。
Tell the truth, say the truth, and don't allow anything to keep you from telling the truth and obeying the truth.
因为一直要告诉真相，要去讲真相，不要让任何事情阻止你不去讲真相，总之要去说真相，服从真相。
Now, interestingly, telling the truth goes both ways.
非常有意思的是，告诉真相的有两个方式。
You don't tell a lie in order to affect a rich man. You don't even tell a lie in order to protect a poor man.
因为你不要去说谎去影响有钱人，你甚至都不要说谎去保护穷人。
So verse 3, you shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute.
第三节说呢，也不可在争讼的事情上偏护穷人。
Doesn't matter whether the man is rich or poor. The fact is, did he do what was right or not? You must tell the truth.
你不管这个人是穷还是富，那呢就是重要的是呢，这个人呢要去做正确的事情，但是你必须告诉真相。
All right, verse 4, what do you do? If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, what do you do?
所以这个呢，下面一个你应该怎么做呢？第四节说，若遇见你仇敌的牛或驴迷了路，你应该怎么做
？You say that's my enemy's ox.
你说这是我敌人的牛。
He's not working in the field. He's going off into the woods.
所以呢，他并没有在田里工作，他走到林子里去了。
And you could say, well, it serves my enemy the right. Look at that. God looked, heard him. God heard me. God watched me.God says, he's wrong, I'm right. And so off goes the enemy, sorry, off goes the ox into the woods. What do you do?
这个里面的意思是你说啊，这个是因为呢他错了，我对呢，神呢在做正确的事情，因为这是我敌人的牛呢，他现在迷路了，那你应该怎么做？
You shall surely bring him back to him again.
总要牵回来交给他。
You go get the ox, take it back to your enemy and say,Here you are. I'm going to give you your ox back. You don't deserve it, but I'm giving it back to you because that's right. Good for you.
你呢，就是其实把那个牛牵到你敌人那里。你说呢？这是你的牛，因为它迷路了。我呢，把它交还给你，交还给你呢，就是尽管呢，你不配得这个牛，但是呢，我还是要做正确的事情，我把它交给你。
Verse 5, if you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden, and you would refrain from helping it, you shall surely help him with it.
第五节说，若看见恨你的人的驴压卧在重驼之下，不可忍着心不去帮他，务要和驴主一起抬开重驼。
Okay, here's the donkey, and it's lying at the side of the road,Under a burden, it can't get up. The burden's too heavy. What do you do?
那么说现在呢，有一头驴，有的驴呢，它呢，上面附着重驼，重驼呢，它呢躺在那个路边，躺路边，因为这个重驼太重，它自己站不起来。你应该怎么做
？You could say that serves that donkey's boss right. He didn't treat anybody right, including his donkey. So you leave that donkey at the side of the road and you walk on.
所以你说呢，因为这个就是驴的主人呢，他非常的坏，他对每个人的坏，甚至对他的驴都坏。其实这个驴呢，他应该躺在那里，所以你自己就走开了，让他躺在那里。
And even if you wanted to do that, you will help him. How would you help him?
因为如果呢，你想那么去做，你要去帮他，你怎么帮助他
？Oh, you'd reach down and you'd unload the load, let the donkey stand up.Put a little bit of load back on him, take the rest of the load on your own back, and go back to the man who hates you, and give it all to him.
这个里面呢，就是说是，那么说呢，你要做的是呢，你把先把那个驴身上的那些呢，驮的那些重东西卸下来，然后让这个驴呢站起来，站起来了再放一点少一点的那个东西在那个驴身上，然后你再把其余的那些东西的背着和驴一起回去送给你的敌人。
God's laws are not only right, they're gracious, they're good.And do what God says. It's right. You know it's right.
所以神的法律呢，它不仅仅呢，就是说是正确的，同样是蛮有恩典的。所以呢，你要照着神的话、神的律法去做，因为它是对的，你也知道它是对的。
You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his just in his dispute.
六节说，不可在穷人争讼的事情上取王正直。
Don't ever tell lies. Always do what is right and tell the truth.
永远不要撒谎，总是去做正确的事情，告诉真相。
Verse 7, keep yourself far from a false matter. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not just the wicked, justify the wicked.
第七节说要远离虚假的事，不可杀无辜和有益的人，因我必不以恶人为义。
Don't get on the wrong side of any situation. Keep yourself free from any false matter.
所以呢，不要在任何的情况下呢站错了队，要让自己呢不要去讲那些虚假的事情。
And another side of this is, you shall take no bribe.
另外一个事情在这里说不可受贿赂。
It's interesting, I look back in my life, I don't ever remember anybody offering me a bribe.
非常有意思，就是在我回顾我的人生呢，我没想不出来有任何人贿赂给我。
I don't know what they would have done had they, what I would have done had they done it, but this says don't ever take a bribe.
因为这个里面呢，就是我不知道他们为什么要那么做，那么我碰到情况应该怎么做，但这经文告诉我们不要接受贿赂。
A bribe perverts justice. Don't get involved.
所以呢，就是贿赂呢，他呢就是说是对正义呢没有用，所以呢不要进入这种状态。
And verse 9, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
因为呢下一句说，因为贿赂呢就要明眼，人变瞎了，又能颠覆异人的话，不可欺压寄居的，因为你们在埃及地做过寄居，知道寄居的心。
So it is important, all these verses in summary, it is important to respect government and to do what government says.
这个呢，就是所有这些经文呢，就告诉我们是非常重要的，去尊重政府，去照着政府说的去做。
It is important for governments to exercise God's justice and do things God's way.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说是对政府来说是去行神的公义。那么说呢，你要照着神的方式去做。
But it's important for us as individuals, regardless of what our government does, it's important for us to always be on the side of truth and equity.
这个里面呢，就是对我们个人来说呢，就不管政府呢他做什么，对我们个人来说呢，就是非常重要的。我们呢，总是要站在真相和平等的那一边。
And very often there is a cost associated with doing what is right, and God says, you go ahead and do it.
所以通常呢，就是你要去做一些正确的事情呢，会付出代价的，但神说呢，你就做正确的事情。
Now, we're swinging now to the laws regarding the Sabbath. Verse 10 says, 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce,But the seventh year, you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field may eat In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove.
下面接着呢，第十节、第十一节讲到的是安息年和安息日。第十节说呢，六年你要耕种田地、收藏、土产。第十一节说，只是第七年要叫弟兄一起不耕不种，使你们中的穷人有吃的。他们所剩下的田间的野兽可以吃，你的葡萄园和橄榄园也照样办理。God
instituted a principle in life when he created the world.
所以神呢设立了就是说这样的生命的这样一个定律，当他创造世界的时候。
How long did creation take?
所以创世花了多长时间？
6 days.
6天。
What happened the seventh day?
第七天发生了什么？
God rested.
神呢休息了。
And so he rested, and that was a good principle that was started.
因为他休息了，这是一个很好的原则，要去开始。
Then he brought in the law of the Sabbath for people.
然后他给人们定了那个安息日的律法。
And so why does God say to you and me, you can work 7 days, 6 days rather, but the seventh day you rest?
因为什么神要跟我们说呢？你可以工作6天，但第7天你要休息呢？
Well, the reason we do that is because God cares for us.
因为我们这么去做的原因是因为神呢，他关心我们。
And he gives us a day off.
他能让我们休息一天。
And when I was a boy, my father used to work as a banker.
当我是个小男孩的时候，我的父亲呢，通常呢，就是银行从业者。
He had to work 5.5 days a week.
他呢，一个星期要工作5天半。
But he usually got Saturday afternoon off.
但通常呢，星期六的下午呢，他休息。
And he got Sunday off.
星期天休息。
And I like that very much.
我非常喜欢。
Because I used to get to spend Saturday afternoon with my dad.
所以呢，因为呢，通常呢，星期六的下午我会和我父亲待在一起。
And then we spent Sunday with my dad.
然后呢，这几天呢，我也和我父亲待在一起。
Would have been a totally different life if my dad had worked 7 days a week.
所以呢，就是如果我的父亲呢，7天都工作，那么就会生活就完全不一样了。
And so when I was told I didn't have to go to school on Saturday or Sunday, I was really excited. I thought that's a good deal.
当他们告诉我呢，星期六和星期天呢，我不用上学的时候，我非常的兴奋。我说这个呢，太好了。Aren't
you glad God? Aren't you glad God cares for you?
你高兴神关心你吗
？But what's this verse say?
这几经文说的什么
？Verse 11, the seventh year you shall. Where am I now? I guess we didn't read verse 7, did we?
Yes, it's 12.
Wait. Did we read 6? Sorry, did we leave it? Read 11?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to explain 11 then, because this is the 7 years. I've been talking about days, but this is 7 years.
因为我刚才呢谈到的是那个第七天，那么这里谈的是第七年。
I apologize. But the principle is this, the same. 6 on, 1 off. 6 on, 1 off.
这个原则是一样的，我刚才抱歉，原则是一样的。那么就是六天呢工作，一天呢休息。
Now if it's good, 6 on, 1 off. If it's good for you, it's also good for your land. But the seventh year, you shall let your land rest, lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat.
如果是六工作七休息的话，那么说这个原则呢，同样适用于你的土地。第十一节说，只是第七年要叫地休息。And
the beasts of the field may eat.
田间的野兽可以吃。Now,
God does that for 3 reasons. It's good for you, it's good for the poor, and it's good for the beasts. God cares for us all.
神呢，做这件事情呢，是 出于三种原因，一个是对你有好处，第二个呢是对穷人有好处，第三个呢对野兽有好处，所以神关心所有的。
And now verse 12, the logic that I was trying to explain earlier. 6 days you shall do your work. On the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and your son of your maidservant and the stranger may be refreshed. God says everybody deserves, everything deserves time off.
这个里面就是说第十二节是我刚才解释的那个原则，所以第十二节说那六日你要做工的，七日要安息，使牛驴可以歇息，并使你女仆的儿子和寄居的都可以舒畅。所以神呢，他关心所有的人，所有的东西都值得一天休息。
So God basically put together the logic of happy life. And the logic of happy life is six on, one off. Six on, one off.
其实呢，他呢就是让你人生幸福的这样的，他呢制定的一个原则。这个原则呢就是说是六工作七休息，六工作七休息。
Verse 13 says, and in all that I have said to you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth.
第十三节，凡我对你们说的话，你们要谨守，别神的名你不可提，也不可从你口中传说。
There's lots out there that's evil.
你对你们有很多的邪恶。
You don't have to learn good and evil.
你不用去识别，你不用去学好的或者是坏的。
What was wrong with eating in the garden? What was wrong with eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
就是说在那个伊甸园里吃了知道善恶的树以后，出现了什么错误呢？
You would learn the logic of evil.
你会学到那个恶的那个逻辑。
Okay, we don't need the logic of evil.
我们不需要那个邪恶的逻辑。
There's a lot of evil religions out there. Do you understand them all?
因为就是很多的那些邪恶的宗教在那里，你想全部都了解吗？
Well, I certainly hope not.
那当然呢，希望不会。
God says, I don't want you to have the knowledge of evil.
所以神说呢，我不想你们有邪恶的知识。
And so there are false religions out there, and many of them have got gods associated with them, and frankly, I don't know very much about them.
因为这个里面在那里有很多的那个邪恶的宗教，他们呢自己呢也有很多的自己的神跟他相关联，坦率地说呢，我一点都不想知道。
Make no mention of the name of other gods.
所以呢，不要提别神的名。
So sometimes you'll be in a conversation with someone.
有时候呢，你会跟人交谈。
And that person has a difficulty and says, I'm not supposed to mention the name of that particular bad thing.
所以那个人呢，他有一个就是难处，他说呢，我不应该去提那个坏的那个名字。
Don't go around talking about things that are evil.
所以不要到处去谈论邪恶的事情。
Many people say you should be teaching that which is evil.
所以有些人说呢，你应该去教导那些邪恶事情是邪恶的。
And there are awful things, filthy things, wicked things that are being taught in schools to children.
所以呢，有一些可怕的那些就是说是虚妄的和一些其他的事情在学校里教导邪恶的。
Don't do that. Don't mention the evil religions. Don't study evil religions. You study the Bible. Learn what is true.
不要那么去做，不要去谈论邪恶的宗教，也不要去研究邪恶的宗教。你要研究圣经，照着圣经里说的去做。
We've told you the story before about our father who was a banker.
因为我们刚才讲到这个故事呢，就是我们的父亲呢，他是个银行从业者。
One of the problems bankers have is that people try to give them counterfeit money.
银行的其中的一个问题呢，就是人们呢试图把那些假币存进来。
And our father had to teach the bankers how to make sure that they didn't accept counterfeit money.
因为我们的父亲呢，必须教导那些银行的那些职员呢，怎样呢识别假币。
And so he simply said to them, you memorize what true money is. You memorize the good, and you'll be able to identify any kind of evil, any kind of false counterfeit money, because you know what the real should look like.
所以呢，他告诉他们，你只要把那个真币的研究透了，你把它记得它是什么样子，那么这样呢，你就会知道什么是假币，什么是邪恶的东西了。
And that is especially true regarding the Bible. Don't study false religion. Study what is true. Study your Bible. Don't worry about the other.
因为这个特别的呢，就是要针对圣经来讲，你要去研究圣经，你不要去研究那些邪恶的宗教，不要去研究其他的邪恶的东西，你要研究圣经，你就知道什么是真的。
Now there was a schedule in the life of the believer in the Old Testament.
因为在那个就是说是在旧约里呢，在那些信徒的他们人生的时间表里呢，有些事情要做。
The schedule was once every 7 days was the Sabbath day. You rest that day.
所以那个时间表呢，就是每一次第七天的时候呢，就是安息日，你在那天要休息。
The schedule was once every 7 years. You behaved differently if you were a farmer. You didn't plow, sow, reap, you let the land lie fallow that year.
也特别的是在那个时间表也有那个第七个年头，如果你是个农民的话，那第七个年头呢，你不要犁地，不要种下种子，也不要收割，你让那个地休息。
And the third key thing about their schedule was verse 14, three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year.
第三个时间表呢，在第十四节里说，一年三次你要向我守节。
So here's my question: Do you have a schedule in your life that's related to the truth of God?
这里是一个问题。那么说呢，你在你人生里呢，有没有这样的一个时间表呢，去做呢与神相关的事情呢
？Secondly, do you live up to that schedule?
第二点呢，就是你是不是按照那个时间表去做呢
？Most people have a private schedule.
大多数人呢有个私人的时间表。
Christians don't have a private schedule. Christians say, "I want to know what God's schedule for me is, and I am going to follow that schedule."
那基督徒们呢，他们没有私人的这个时间表，他们说呢，我要神的时间表在我的人生里，我要跟从那个神时间表。
Get a good rigorous Christian schedule.
所以呢，就是说是你要制立一个，就是说是通常的好的基督徒的时间表。
Children had to go to school 5 days a week.
所以孩子们必须呢上学呢一个星期五天。
One of the most important things school children learn is get out of bed early in the morning to make sure you're at school on time.
所以呢，其中一件最重要的事情，学校的学生他们学到的是说，每天要早起，要按时上学。
Schedules are very important. Don't interrupt God's schedule in your life.
所以这个里面呢，就是时间表呢是非常重要的一件事情，不要在你的人生中呢中断神的时间表。
I've heard of Christians who are much more rigorous in their schedule than I am.
因为我认识一个人呢，他呢比我呢更尊重他的那个时间表。
I'm amazed they have better stories about life than I have.
所以我感到惊奇的是呢，他的人生的故事呢，比我的人生故事要精彩。
Following God's schedule, rigorous schedule is important.
所以呢，就是说是跟从神的时间表，有个正常的时间表是非常重要的。
So if you were living in Israel and following the Lord, you'd worship Him every Sabbath day.
所以如果你住在以色列呢，你呢跟从主呢，每个星期每个安息日你要敬拜神。
And you would rest your land and your activities on the seventh year.
因为你会把你的活动还有你的土地呢，在第七年呢也要让他们休息。
And three times in the year you would stop to make sure that you keep his feast.
And then, sign, read the verse.
It's going to be 15.
里面呢就是每年要守三个节。
So it says 15, you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, none shall appear before me empty.
第十五节说你要守除酵节, 照我所吩咐你的在亚比月内所定的日期吃无酵饼7天, 谁也不可空手朝见我, 因为你是这月出了埃及。
So probably around the month of April, in the beginning of the year, the nation kept this feast of unleavened bread.
大概呢，也就是在4月份初开始呢， 整个以色列的国家呢，开始守除酵节。
Verse 16, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field.
第十节要守收割节，所收的是你田间所种、劳碌得来出熟之物，并在年底收藏，要守收藏节。
Three times in the year, verse 17, all your males shall appear before the Lord God.
因为三年一年三次，在第十七节里，一切的男丁要一年三次朝见主耶和华。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll remember, when he was 12 years old, he was in the city of Jerusalem. How did he get to Jerusalem when he was 12 years old?
你们大家都记得我们的主耶稣基督当他12岁的时候呢，他在耶路撒冷城里。你们知道他是怎么去到耶路撒冷城的吗？
Well, actually, he lived in Bethlehem.
实际上他住在伯利恒。
And I'm not sure how many days it would take to get from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, but his family went to Jerusalem 3 times a year, as we have here, from Bethlehem. Probably took them several days to get there, several days to be there, and several days to go home.
这个呢，我们确定的，从伯利恒到耶路撒冷城要走几天的路。但是他的家人呢，就是说根据这些经文呢，他们一年三次呢都要去那个耶路撒冷城，他们呢大概要花几天时间到耶路撒冷城，在那里待几天，然后再花几天回家。
When I was a boy, I said, I'd like that, 3 vacations a year, da-di-da-di-da.
当我是个小男孩的时候，我说我喜欢这样一年度3次假，大家知道。
And frankly, that's what it was for them. They had 3 wonderful times. They traveled together as families, as groups, and they had lots of friendship, fellowship, and they didn't have to go to work every day or even go to school every day.
临坦率的时候，就是那个时候发生的事情，他们的家人呢都在一起，甚至一群人在一起，所以那里面有很多的那个交流。然后呢，他们一起呢去到耶路撒冷城，在那么多天里呢，他们不用去工作，也甚至说他们都不用上学。
What is God's schedule for you? Check your Bible, read it, and make sure you follow His schedule. They did in the Old Testament. Jesus' family did.
这个里面的神给你的时间表是什么样的呢？你要去检查圣经里面的确保神给你的时间表什么样的？你要遵从那个在旧约里他们这样家庭的这样时间表，也跟从主耶稣基督的家庭的时间表。So
I've told you the story, but I tell you again. I've told you most of these stories, but anyway, I apologize.
因为我跟大家讲过这个故事，还要讲一遍。其实我讲了很多故事呢，有点抱歉。
My schedule was I came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel every Sunday when I was a teenager.
因为我的时间表示呢，就是当我还是个青少年的时候呢，每一个星期天我都要来到第十六届福音教堂。
In my first year of university, we had a very important exam on Monday.
就在我上大学第一年的时候呢，我在星期一呢有一个非常重要的考试。I
didn't know that course very well.
我的那个课程呢，我学的不好。But
I thought this is very interesting. This particular Sunday, I was singing in a choir, and the choir went over to Victoria to sing at some churches in Victoria that day.
我说那非常有意思，那因为这个星期天呢，我是在合唱队里唱歌的，但是那一天呢，整个合唱队呢要去到维多利亚，在另外一个教会呢唱合唱。
So I said, you know, if I just do this, I could tell the people that were in the choir, I could say I can't go.
所以呢，我说的，如果可以这样做，告诉合唱队的人呢，说呢，我今天去不了了。And
I could tell the people at the chapel that the choir was singing in Victoria.
所以我也可以告诉教堂的人说，那个合唱队在维多利亚唱歌。So
the choir thought I was at 16th.
所以呢，就是说是合唱队以为我在十六。And
the 16th people thought I was in Victoria.
所以十六届人呢，有可能就觉得我在维多利亚。So
I stayed at home and I studied for my exam.
所以呢，我就待在家里呢，去学习我的，准备我的考试。I
thought this is pretty good. I get to study for the exam, and everybody thinks that I'm doing the right thing.
所以我说这个非常好，我可以准备考试，但是每个人呢都觉得呢我在做正确的事情。So
how did that story end?
这故事结尾是什么？
I failed.
我考不及格了。Okay,
serve me right.
所以呢，就是对的。Okay,
live up to God's schedule.
所以呢，按照神的那个时间表去生活。All
right, three feasts.
所以三个节。
And so three holidays every year.
就是一年三个节假日。
God, I just got to tell you one other story. There was a man by the name of Jeroboam.
今天我要跟大家再讲故事，有个人的名字呢叫Jeroboam。
He said, I don't want people to follow God. I want them to follow me.
他说呢，我不想要人跟从神，我要他们跟从我。
So he divided the children of Israel, and he took 10 tribes, went off to Samaria, and he led the people there.
然后呢，他呢把以色列人呢分开了，分开呢，他让那十个支派去到那个撒玛利亚，让他们住在那里。
He said, but the people like these feasts, so if I let them go back to Jerusalem, as the feast says, as these verses say they should, if I let them go back to Jerusalem, they'll probably end up going back to Rehoboam, David's grandson, or whatever he was, and yes, his grandson. They'll go back there, and they'll leave me, but if I keep them here, then, well, we can all have our separate kingdom.
这个里面呢，就是说，他说呢，如果我让他们呢留在撒玛利亚，或者不让他们留在这里，如果他们来到这里呢，因为他说呢，那个是他是大卫王的孙子，应该这样的。如果我把他们呢，就是放在那里，他们不到这里，他就有一个分开的王国。
And so the verse, the precise verse says that Jeroboam said, if I let them go back, they'll follow Rehoboam. I'm going to set up a feast here in Samaria, and they can all come to my feast. He said, I'm going to invite them on a particular date. And the Lord says, a date that he made up out of his own heart. He says, I've got my own schedule, my own party, my own feast. We'll do it my way, but we've got to have some religion.
这个里面呢，就是那个大卫王的孙子，他在撒玛利亚。他说呢，如果我让他们回到耶路撒冷城去守节的呢，他们就会去跟从那个耶路撒冷。那么说呢，如果我在撒玛利亚，这里呢就是神说那个按照你自己的心意去做一些事情。但是我在这里呢，如果我发明一个节期的话呢，他们就不用去耶路撒冷，他们就会留在撒玛利亚。撒玛利亚呢守这个撒玛利亚的节，是我发明的节，这样呢，我们。
Don't be like Jeroboam. You follow his schedule. Don't make up your own schedule. Verse 18. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until morning.
第十八节是不可将我祭牲的血和有酵的饼一起献上，也不可将我祭物的脂油留到早晨。
Is that really important?
这个真的重要吗？
Whether you offer blood and unleavened bread at the same time, would that be important?
你把祭牲的血和有酵的饼一起献上，这个重要吗？
The fat of the sacrifice shouldn't remain until the morning. Is that important?
所以祭物的脂油不能留到早晨，这个重要吗？
God says yes, it's important.
神说是的，非常重要。
Don't be the kind of person who says, I've gone through the Bible, I found the things that are important, and I'm going to do that. And I found the things that aren't important, I don't worry about the things that aren't important. I just worry about the important parts.
不要成为那样的人，你说呢啊，我通读了圣经，我研究过，里面有很多重要的事情，那么我会照着重要的事情去做，其他一些事情呢就不重要了，我不用担心那些不重要的事情，我只要把重要的事情做了就行了。
Verse 19, the first fruits of your land you shall bring unto the house of the Lord your God.
第十节就是那地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你神的家。
So you go out into the field and you begin the harvest and you get a bucket full of whatever it is. You bring it in and what do you do with it? The first of your harvest, what do you do?
一到了收割的季节呢，你去到你的地里呢，就是说是你拿了一把出手的那样的作物，不管那个东西是什么，那么你拿这把作物，你怎么做什么呢？
You take it to the Lord. You give it to the Lord and then you go back and you get the next part.What do you do with the next bucket?
因为就是说，那么说呢，你把它献给主，献给主呢，第一部分献给主，那么你回去得后面那部分，后面部分会怎么办呢？
The first bucket you take to the Lord. What do you do with the second bucket?
第一把呢，你给了主，第二把呢，你要做什么呢？
You take it home and eat it. That's what you do.
你拿回家吃，这就是应该做的。
Wow.
Wow.
Who gets the first fruit? God.
谁得到出手之物？神。
I remember reading the story, the details I can't recall, but David, was with the Lord for a long time, praying.
因为这个里面呢，我记得一个故事，但是呢，细节我不是很记得了。但是呢，就是说是，大卫王呢，他和主在一起祷告，祷告。
He went days without eating.
他呢，很长时间呢，没有吃东西。
And I think it's when his son was dying.
我认为这是他的儿子死了。
And then he found out his son died.
他发现他儿子死了。
So what did he do?
那下一步他做什么？
He went home and he cleaned himself up.
他回家呢，洗个澡。
Then he went to the temple and worshiped the Lord.
然后呢，去到圣殿那个敬拜主。
And then he went home and had something to eat.
然后呢，回家呢，吃点东西。
Well, I'm not sure whether I would have done it that order.
因为我不是很确定我是不是会按照那个顺序去做。
I think I probably would have gone home, had a good meal.
我认为我呢，有可能先回家呢，吃顿好的。
And then I might have gone home and had a good sleep.
然后呢，我到了家了以后，再睡个好觉。
And then I get up in the morning and clean myself up.
然后呢，我早晨起来呢，洗个澡。
And then I go down and say to God, thank you very much.
然后呢，我就跪下来跟神说感谢。
All the difference in the world.
世界上很多都是不一样。
All right, what's verse 19 say?
那么第十节就说什么
？It ends with this line: "You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk."
所以这结尾是这样说：不可用山羊不可用山羊羔母亲的奶煮山羊羔。
What?We've been reading all these important things. Is this important?
你可以读到这么多重要的事情，那么这个重要吗？
You say, I guess it's important, but.
你说这个是重要的，但是。
Doesn't it seem strange in this context?
所以说这个说起来，我跟关系中间是不是很奇怪了？
And it's true. If you've got Hey, if you're going to eat goat,
这个是你要吃山羊
then you can fry it and have a goat steak.
所以你可以去煎，你可以有个山羊排
You could roast it in the fire and have a goat roast.
你吃个烤,
or you could boil it in some water and have a, I don't know what you call it, but you could have it.
你可以在水里煮,
but you couldn't boil it in its mother's milk. Okay, now, frankly, I have never truly understood that.
你坦率说呢，我不是，我从来没有真正的理解这一点。
All I know is that if I had a goat, I wouldn't boil in its mother's milk. That's not really an option because I don't know much about goat's milk, and in particular, I've never had goat meat in the context of goat milk. So.
你坦率说呢，如果我有一只山羊呢，我绝对不会说是把那个山羊母亲的奶去煮那个羊羔，但是呢，我也从来也没吃过山羊，我也不知道到底那是个什么样子的。Now,
if you were to go to Israel today, and you would say, I would like to know the most important things about the religious language, the religion of the Bible.
那这个里面，如果你今天去到以色列，你说那我想学习一点关于圣经里的最重要的一些宗教的规则。
And all over the land of Israel today, you will find that a distinction is made between milk products and meat products.
那整个以色列这个国家，你会发现呢，就是说是奶的这一个产品和那个肉产品呢，他们是完全分开的。
And you can't buy milk in a meat restaurant, and you can't buy meat in a milk restaurant.
因为你在卖那个肉的地方，你买不到牛奶；在卖牛奶的地方呢，你买不到肉。
And you say, what?
有什么？
And they say, because you can't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. That's why we do that.
他们说呢，不可用山羊母亲的奶煮山羊羔。他说这就是为什么我们这样做。
And frankly, it doesn't say you can't eat milk in a meat restaurant or meat in a milk restaurant. It doesn't say that.
你坦率说呢，这里并没说你不能在餐馆里呢喝牛奶又吃肉，吃肉又喝牛奶，并没这么说。
So why do you have different religions in the world? That was the question. Why are there so many different religions?
现在问题是呢，你在世界上为什么有这么多的不同的宗教呢？
And the answer is because some people look at the Bible and they say, we don't really understand this, but we think it means this, therefore we're going to emphasize that and we'll forget everything else.
因为有些人他说呢，我们读的圣经这些地方呢，我们并不完全理解，所以呢，我们必须要照着这个去做，照着去做呢，我们就和别人不一样，所以呢，我们就这强调这一点，其他的我们不管了。
Don't be foolish. When the Bible says something clearly, follow it.
不要那么愚蠢，当圣经里讲到非常清楚的东西，你要跟从。
And when there's something that's not so clear, don't pretend that you know what it means and make a great big mountain out of it when it simply says don't do that.
有些事情当不清楚的时候呢，不要假装你能够理解，而且呢，在这个里面呢，夹的堆积如山的东西，让那么自己照着去做。
So it doesn't say you can't put goat's milk and goat's meat in the same refrigerator.
它并没有说呢，你不能把这个就是牛奶呢，或者说羊奶或者山羊呢，同样呢，同时放进冰箱。
It doesn't say that. Don't make a religion out of something that is simple but not necessarily clear in the Bible, and don't pretend that you can say what it means and everybody else would be wrong if they didn't do what you said, but that's nonsense.
不要假装呢，在圣经里面呢，有些东西呢讲的呢不是很清楚，但是呢，你呢说呢，你把这个来做一个宗教，然后呢，你说呢，我假装假设你自己能够理解，其他人都错了，然后呢，你照着这个去做，这个是完全没有道理的，不要那么做。
So if you were to go to Israel today and you simply ask the question, what is the most important verse in the Bible?
比如说你今天简单的走到以色列去，你问他在圣经里最重要的经文是什么？Many
people would say Exodus 23 verse 19 is one of the most important verses in the Bible, and frankly, it's not.
大多数人会告诉你说呢，就是在圣经里的出埃及记第23章第19节呢，是最重要的一节经文，在圣经里其实不是。
Okay, so we've read about lots of laws.
因为读到很多的法律,
some of which you immediately say that's wonderful.
所以有些呢,
others which you say, oh, I better be careful, I can easily do that.
因为就是其他的你说,
some of which you say, if I were to do that, it'd be pretty hard.
所以有些人说呢,
what would happen if you did all that?
如果你把这所有的做了,
verse
20.
God says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
第二节说呢,看哪,我差遣天使在你们前面,在路上保护你,领你到我所预备的地方去。
Verse 21, beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him.
第二节说,你们要在他面前谨慎,听从他的声音,不可惹他,否则他必不赦免你们的过犯,因为我的名字在他里面。
Verse 22, but if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries.
第二节,但你若实在听从他的声音,照着我一切所说的去行,我就向你的仇敌做仇敌,向你的敌人做敌人。
Is that a good promise?
这是个很好的应许吗?
I like that promise.
我喜欢这个应许。
You follow the Lord, what's he going to do? He's going to defend you against your enemies and your adversaries.
因为你要是跟从主会怎么做呢? 他会保护你,去防卫你的敌人和你的仇敌。
Well, I just say, hallelujah, that's a good blessing. I would like that as I go through life.
因为我说呢,哈利路亚,这是一个很好的应许,这是很好的赐福,我愿意在我的人生中是这样的。
For my angel will go before you, that's what I want, and bring you into the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
第二三节说,因为我的天使要在你前面行,我喜欢这样。 领你到亚门尼人和人比利洗人加勒人西魏人亚布斯人那里去,我必将他们剪除。
Here are their six enemies, and the Lord says, you follow me, you obey me, I'll lead you into their land, and I will cut you off, cut them off as enemies against you.
这个人是他们的六个敌人,六个敌人主说呢,如果你们相信我,你们跟从我的话呢,我会把你们带到他们的土地上去,并且把他们在你们面前都剪除。
Let's read 24:25.
那读24:25节。
You shall not bow down to their gods, those six enemies in the country. Don't bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
第二十节,第二十五节,第二十一说呢,你不可跪拜他们的神,他们就是那六个敌人,你不可跪拜他们神,不可侍奉他,也不可效法他们的行为,就要把神像进行拆毁,打碎他们的柱像,你们要侍奉耶和华你们的神,他必赐福于你和粮和你们和你的水,也必从你们中间除去疾病。
Is that a good deal?
这是个好的交易吗?
Would you like God to bless your bread?
你愿意神呢,就是赐福你的粮食吗?
And bless your water?
赐福你的水?
And take sickness away from you?
把你身上疾病都除掉?
You know, when they followed the Lord, the children of Israel were a healthy people.
对,你知道吗? 当他们遵从主,以色列人遵从主的时候呢,他们是非常健康的一个民族。
Verse 26, no one shall suffer miscarriage, nor be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days.
耶稣就说,你境内必没有坠胎的,不生产的,我要使你满了你年日的数目。
It's amazing, but as you read the Bible, it is full of requests for obedience and promise for obedience.
其实非常有意思，如果你去通读圣经的话呢，那里有很多的要求，要求呢还有很多的你要去顺服。如果你顺服的话呢，接下来的福气。
So this morning we were on the verses that said, seek the Lord, call upon him.
今天早上呢，我们在读这节经文呢，你要寻求主，寻找主，呼求主。
Don't just sit there, believe it, obey it, live it, enjoy it.
不要只是坐在那里，你去寻求，你去相信，你去就是顺服，你去喜乐。
The Bible is full of simplicity.
其实圣经呢，充满了简洁的真理。
He's God.
他是神。
He wants to be your father.
他想要成为你的父。
You let him obey your father.
你能让他呢，就是去顺，你让你自己顺服他。
He'll help you, he'll encourage you, and he will bless your life.
他呢会帮助你，他会鼓励你，他会赐福你的人生。
You say, well, that's awfully simple. That's what I want.
你说这个太简单了，这就是我想要的。Okay,
so as a little boy, I said, that's what I want.
是吗？当我还是小男孩时，那就是说，我说这是我想要的。And
you know what? That's what I got.
你知道什么吗？那就是我已经得到的。I
got the blessings of God.
我得到了神的赐福。And
you do the same, and you'll get the same.
所以你照着做，你也会得到同样的。God's
promises are true.
神的应许是真的。
These were written 3,500 years ago.
这些词呢，就是说是3,500年前写的。
They're just as true today as they were then.
今天和当时一样的真实。
Well, that's today's story.
好吧，这是今天的故事。
When we started these Sunday afternoon meetings, the man who rejected these Tuesday afternoon meetings, the man who encouraged me to take these meetings said to me, this is the one thing you've got to do.
这个里面让我们开始星期二下午这个圣经学习的时候，就是说是那个鼓励我来就是开始这个星期日下午圣经学习的人呢，而这个是你要做的。He
said you must not go over time because people have got things they've got to do on Tuesday afternoon. Don't keep them over time.
他说：“那你不能超时，因为那星期二下午呢，人们有很多事情要去做，所以你这个会议你不能超时。”So
it's 2:30, and my job is to make sure that I let you go.
所以呢，已经2:30了，我的工作是确保呢你们能够按时离开。Let's
pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you. You're a good God.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，您是一位良善的神。And
you've given us many instructions because it's possible, Lord, for us to go the wrong way and end up with terrible consequences.
主啊，您呢，给我们很多的这样的指示，只是呢，就是对我们来说呢，就是说我们有可能走错了路，有很坏的后果。But
we want to thank you that if we go your way, you will bless us with wonderful blessings.
所以主要我们感谢您呢，如果我们跟从您呢，您会赐福给我们以那奇妙的福气赐给我们。Lord,
may we be a simple people.
主要愿我们成为简单的人。May
we say, I choose to believe God.
愿我们说呢，我选择相信神。I
choose to obey him.
我选择相信他。And
I'm looking forward to a life and an eternity of marvelous blessings.
所以我在期待着一个在永恒里的那样的生命，带着奇妙的福气。We
thank you that you are God, and we're thankful for all that you are as God. We praise you, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您，您是神，因为您里面的一切都是神。我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.